IndieFest is a fiercely modern celebration of innovative ideas in the performing arts and the indie artists who imagine them, showcasing genre-defying works, collaborations, and immersive experiences. This year's IndieFest runs November 17th to the 26th and will empower artists and viewers alike towards a new, hopeful future. Explore more and buy tickets today at indiefest.eventbrite.ca.
Radio Rewind. Now we wait it. Radio Rewind. Now we wait it. Radio Rewind. Radio Rewind. The following content has previously aired on CJSF. But don't worry, we'll be back next week with fresh content. CJSF 90.1 FM. Diverse. Independent. Yours.
You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM and CJSF.ca because you are better than most people. Thank you.
Welcome to week 594 of the Rockin' Blues Show. I'm your host, Brent Morrison, coming at you all the way from Vancouver, Canada, on the unceded Coast Salish territory. I'll be here for the next 2 hours playing the best in rock and blues music from across Canada and around the world. Tons of stuff to get to this week. I'm going to start things off with Atlanta's Little G Weevil. From his new release, If I May, this is Tribal Affairs.
Let the waves keep you riding. I hear you a thousand times.
Closing out our opening set of rock and blues music from 2000's Toshi, we had Brooklyn's Toshi Region with the opening track, Little Light. Before that, from his just-released Bakehouse Dozen, we had Australia's Lloyd Spiegel with Tokyo Blues. And I got this week's rock and blues show started off with Atlanta's Little G Weevil and Tribal Affairs from his new release, If I May. This is the Rock and Blues Show, and I'm your host, Brent Morrison. Starting off this set, England's Oliver Sean with his new acoustic single, his cover of Before You Accuse Me.
Before you accuse me, take a look at yourself. Before you accuse me, take a look at yourself. Other women, you're taking money from someone else. I called your mama about 3-4 nights ago. I called your mama about 3-4 nights ago. Well, your mama said, son, don't call my daughter no more. Before you accuse me, take a look at yourself. Yeah. Before you accuse me, take a look at yourself. You see, I'm spending my money on other women. You're taking money from someone else.
All right, let's take it away.
Come on back home, baby. Try my love one more time. Come on back home, baby. Try my love one more time. You said things aren't gonna suit ya. I'm gonna lose my mind. Before you accuse me, take a look at yourself. Before you accuse me, take a look at yourself. On other women, you're taking money from someone else. Take it away, bro. Excuse me, take a look at yourself. Before you accuse me, take a look at yourself. You say I'm spending my money on other women. You're taking money from someone else.
Need a new pack. Atención.
Yuca Stereo. Yuca Stereo. Domingos, 6 a 8 p.m. 90.1 CJSF Radio.
CJSF
90.1 90.1 FM Yuca Stereo. Yuca Stereo.
Atención.
Closing out that set from 2019's Educated Woman, we had Calgary's Amy Nelson with Walking Boss. Before that, from his forthcoming acoustic release, C'est La Vie, we had Sudbury, Ontario's Sean Pollock with Hitting the Road. And I got that set started off with England's Oliver Sean and his new acoustic single, Before You Accuse Me. This is the Rockin' Blues Show, and I'm your host, Brent Morrison. Starting off this set, the legendary Frank Sunseals would have turned 81 on Sunday. He was born August 13, 1942 in Osceola, Arkansas. He began his professional music career at 13 as a drummer, but switched to guitar, and his playing was influenced by the blues legends who played his father's club, including Sonny Boy Williamson II, Robert Nighthawk, and Albert King. Seals moved to Chicago in 1971 and caught the attention of Alligator Records, who released his self-titled debut in 1973. Over the next 30 years, Sun Seals would release 8 studio albums while dealing with issues that would be unbelievable in a blues or country song. He was shot in the face twice by his ex-wife, had a leg amputated due to complications from diabetes, had several of his guitars stolen, and lost his home to a fire. Throughout it all, though, he continued to make music and found a new legion of fans when Phish began performing his song Funky Bitch throughout their career and brought him on stage several times to play. In 1981, he received his only Grammy nomination in the category of Best Ethnic or Traditional Recording. Sun Seals was also nominated for 6 Blues Music Awards, winning for Best Traditional Blues Album in 2001 for his final studio album, Letting Go. He passed away in 2004 and was inducted into the Blues Hall of Fame in 2009. From his Blues Music Award-winning Bad Axe, this is Sun Seals with the opening track, Don't Pick Me For Your Fool.
But how?